Yes, we always have to let just a few seconds of the bumper music play in the front end. That way you know it's the Power Hour. You can listen to us live. Tell your friends about it. If they missed the show, we're in Central Time. And if they missed the show, guess what? We put it up on the screen. It's archived. You can go to thepowerhour.com and listen all you want to. And that's a good thing. Because then you get to hear all of the people that we do interviews with. And if you have the time to call and talk to our people that we're doing interviews with on the phone, hey, if you got ideas and you want to share them collectively and civilly, 844-769-2944 is our phone number. Please make a note of that. Because, you know, that you've got something constructive to say. You have an opinion. You have a story to tell. As quickly as possible, you know, we value that. There has been of late a lot of craziness going on to the point where many families of school children, the parents are being labeled as domestic terrorists. How does that grab you? I mean, it's a serious thing we're talking about here, because when you've got governor candidates like Terry McAuliffe running around saying that parents have no business being involved in their children's education, it's like, okay, exactly what are you teaching my kids? I mean, these kids are going to follow us through the balance of our lives, how long or short they may be. And so obviously we want to talk to people as part of our research and our campaign to educate you and bring you into focus on what's going on. We have a candidate that is running for the 3rd District of Washington and the Republican ticket, Heidi St. John, with us on the phone right now. Welcome to the Power Hour, Heidi.
Hey, thank you for having me. Lots of stuff to talk about. I'm glad to be here.
Well, there is. And you've got a book called Becoming Mom Strong, How to Fight with All That's in You for Your Family and Your Faith. So obviously this sounds to me like an American values Christian based kind of book, right?
Yeah, I'm a mother of 7 and a grandmother of 3 so far, and I believed it in 2017 when that's the first book of 7 in the series that came out. And I believe this, you know, years ago, that this generation of parents is raising a very special generation of children, and we cannot and we must not disengage from that process. It has a lot to do with the schools, has a lot to do with what's happening in our churches, and obviously now politically. But that was kind of, it's my attempt at reaching these mothers to say, stay in there. Your kids are worth fighting for, and that's what we're doing.
Well, it almost sounds like you need to call Sarah Palin and have her come down and campaign for you.
I know it. I should. Do you have the hookup?
Yeah. Well, she's probably out shooting a moose right now. So,
probably.
You know, in Wasilla. No, I mean, she's very active politically, and I'm sure it would not be hard to get a hold of her press people to find out what's going on. You do have a website, HeidiSt.John.com, and that's STJOHN, Heidi, HeidiSt.John.com. And then you have another website, HeidiSt.John for Congress.com. You are running as a congressional candidate, and you apparently have a rhino challenger you're facing.
Yeah, that's right. So I am squaring off against a 10-year incumbent, Jamie Herrera Butler, and I voted for her every time she ran. And, you know, very, very slowly but definitely surely, she has slipped into an unrecognizable Republican, you know, voting against the wall, voting to impeach President Trump. And really, I mean, when we're reading articles, you know, talking about how she's interested in, you know, supporting the infrastructure bill, these are not conservative values. The country is on fire. We need people of integrity and people of courage, right? This nation is falling victim right now to dangerous Democrats and weak Republicans who don't have the spine to stand up to them. And it needs to stop. And I think Republicans, you know, historically, especially in the last couple of generations, we're not known for being fighters. But socialists don't sleep. And we're up against, I think, probably more than most Americans even realize, you know, this Marxist socialist takeover of our country that's happening right underneath our eyes, right before our eyes. And I'm running to stand in the gap for that and to stop the spread of this across the United States. We're going to build a beachhead in Washington State and say, no, we're not doing this anymore.
So we all know and have been reading the news reports about Seattle and about the uproar about vaccine mandates. All this is kind of like interconnected with the platform you were just talking about this Marxist platform. It's all about control. And I'm seeing the same kind of stuff. There was an article in the Daily Signal, for those of you out there that get that or subscribe to it. And the article is, are you transgender? Virginia school survey asks students about gender, sex, and intimate family details. Now, just imagine your kids going to school and getting grilled by these cancel culture style teachers, asking them questions on sexuality, ethnicity. You describe yourself as transgender when their sex at birth doesn't match the way they think or feel about the gender. And then, you know, they're quizzing these people that are 13 years old on the average. And it doesn't matter what particular, whether they're Hispanic, Latino, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, Black, African American, whatever. Fairfax County, Virginia is asking students whether they've ever had oral sex, whether they've had sex, period. And then we hear about the school district in Fairfax County covering up a sexual assault. And the Justice Department is like sitting on their thumbs. You obviously, Heidi, since you're running for a United States Congress office, you have a different perspective on this whole thing. And how do you intend to control this kind of narrative?
Well, I mean, what you just talked about has about five different facets to it that need to be discussed. You know, obviously the first one's going on what's happening in our schools. This has been going on for a long time, and I've been at the front of the fight against it in Washington State for many years. You know, going to the floor of the State House in Olympia, taking busloads of parents up there to argue and fight against comprehensive sex education, which is, I think history will look back and agree with me, one of the greatest assaults against our children ever to come to the shores of the United States of America. This is not science. These are not teachers. They are activists who are disguised as teachers. This sex education is disgusting. I mean, I have looked at it. I've taken it to my representatives and said, hey, look at this. They're teaching young girls that anal sex is birth control. This is how much garbage we've got going on in our schools right now. Our kids are failing in math and reading and science, but boy, are they excelling in the wokeness of the United States of America and in the moral and emotional chaos and depravity that these activists are ushering in. And I think parents are tired of it. You know, this is cultural chaos. This is Marxism in play. We know that the end goal of Marxism, this idea that Karl Marx had to instill chaos in the culture because they want a revolution. They want to upend the world as we know it. You know, there's no going back to normal. That's what they want. And this has been in play for a long time. And, you know, the building blocks for this are already there. So these people own our universities, our public universities. They own our elementary schools and our high schools. They own the media. They own Big Pharma. They own our hospitals here in Washington State. Washington State is on fire. And I love this state. I've lived here for, you know, over 20 years, raised all seven of my kids here, and it is shameful what is happening. But they are using now this virus with a 99.9% survival rate to implement this chaos into our schools and into our culture and into our workplaces. And that's really what we're up against. And I think parents are tired of it, right? And we need to start talking about it for what it is. When the Department of Justice, under the direction of Joe Biden, would weaponize itself against parents You know, I said on my show last week, the DOJ is the new KGB, that they would talk to parents as if they were domestic terrorists for exercising their First Amendment right to show up at a school board and say, hey, stop indoctrinating my kids into critical race theory and comprehensive sex education and the 1619 Project and all the other garbage that's in our schools right now. And instead of the White House and our government officials saying, man, the parents are upset, we should look into that, they are demonizing the parents and threatening them. That's communism. Our founding fathers are rolling in their graves right now. This is not what they gave up their time and their treasure and their sacred honor to secure for us. This is wrong. And so I'm telling parents, the only thing, and I, like I said, I've been at the front of this fight for a long time. The only thing that these radicals need now to complete the implementation of the hostile takeover of the United States, and right as we're watching, they're doing it right in front of us, is for patriots and for good people and for people of conscience to be quiet. That's all they need now. They just need your silence. You know, and I think it was Bonhoeffer who said that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And we're not going to be held innocent in all of this. History is not going to judge us kindly. If we sit back quietly and we continue to let these schools and these radical government officials take over the freest nation, the last great hope on earth, we will not be held innocent in all of this. We need to stand. And now is the time.
Right. Heidi, where is your district per se? I mean, how much of the state of Washington does it take up? Describe your district on a map so people can get a visual.
Yeah, so it's a pretty wide swath. So it's Southwest Washington State. Most people are not familiar with Congressional District 3, but if you were to look it up on a map, I always describe it as Southwest Washington. So right at the Oregon border, all the way over to Klickitat County, so almost to the middle of the state, and then all the way out to the ocean, just under, we get little parts of Thurston County. If people aren't familiar with the area, I tell them it's just south of Olympia. So it's a pretty big swath of land. There are seven counties in the district, and I'm going to all of them all the time. And they're hurting. That's what's so sad, what's so fascinating about this run, my particular run for the House of Representatives. Our nation is in crisis, and Washington State is leading that crisis. I mean, people are losing their jobs, their livelihoods, their pensions over not wanting to participate in a vaccine trial, which is essentially what this is. And so I'm standing in the gap for a lot of these people to say, no, we stand for medical freedom. We're free in this country, but we're acting and we're being treated as if we're not. And it's a shameful moment for the state of Washington under the dictatorial leadership of Jay Inslee. And frankly, and I've said this many times, I hope when this is all over and the truth comes out and we see who got paid and all the things that are happening, I hope these people go to prison for what they're doing. The suicide rate in Washington State is skyrocketing right now. Depression, anxiety, frustration, sadness. It's settled like a cold, wet blanket over the state of Washington, which is where, if some people won't remember, this is where COVID-19 started. The first cases diagnosed, the first outbreak was here in Washington State. And they set up, you know, tents, you know, these big hospital tents out on the fields. Now, football fields, and never used them. And this was the beginning of the panic and the fear that has since moved from Washington State and covered the entire country. People need to stand up. Obviously, COVID is real. I've had it. It was no fun. I know people that have passed away from COVID, but I'm telling you what, the way that this country is responding to it and what we are doing is criminal. This is not how we should respond to a virus. There will be more viruses. This will not be the end of it. And we need to determine if we live free or not. And that's the question right now.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Heidi, speaking of questions, how much of our Congress that's currently in session that you're aware of through all the contacts that you have made, how many of them are aware of the ultimate motivating factor that so many of these people like Dr. Michael Yeadon, a former chief science officer of Pfizer, who we just talked about in our last segment, this is a guy that got a conscience, quit Pfizer, he was a VP, And he basically put out a lot of blogs and posts and in his British accent said, please don't take the vax. You'll be dead within 3 years. How many people in Congress do you think are aware of this, that know this narrative to be false that they're putting out right now, that what they're really trying to do is kill half of America?
Well, I think a better question maybe is, why is Congress exempt from the COVID vaccine mandate?
Amazing how that works.
Kind of makes you go, hmm. It makes you wonder if the very people that don't have the kahunas to stand up against this, it's the people that are suffering. And we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Congress works for us. And it's amazing to me that they have exempted themselves from the COVID vaccine mandate coming down from, you know, from on high, from this delusional man who is sitting in the White House at the moment.
You're talking about the guy with the mental acuity of a two-year-old.
That's the guy, right? I call him resident instead of the president, right? We're living in I think, a very dangerous time for freedom and a very dangerous time for liberty. And I can't answer the question why the Congress is behaving the way it is, but there are so many markers, very, very few of them that have the courage of Rand Paul, very, very few of them who will stand up like Governor DeSantis is standing up. And the rest of them have been either they are part of the problem, or they're so ignorant that they just need to resign their jobs and let other people need to take their seats. At this point, you either are part of it or you're so ignorant that you don't belong in Congress. And that's terrifying. This is a terrifying moment for the country.
It is. And that, thank you for that comment, too, because I agree with that from a libertarian perspective. And that's, you know, I've tried to remain neutral on a lot of these things and just ask a lot more questions, because people out there seem to have a lot of information. It's just not opinions. But, you know, I had Dr. Naomi Wolf on when I was guest hosting on the Power Hour, and we were talking, and here's somebody who's a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, but she's a journalist and she believes in the Constitution, and there's where our common denominator is. When you have a country whose administration is basically violating one tenet of the Constitution over another, we really do have a serious problem. And what's your solution to this whole debacle, Heidi?
The solution is truth. So a long time ago, you know, Oprah coined the phrase, I believe it was Oprah, I could be wrong, don't quote me. You know, she said, this is my truth. Remember that? I remember sitting as a, you know, a girl in high school thinking, well, dang, I thought there was just that truth. It's either truth, it's either true or it's not. It's either fact or it's fiction. And Oprah started, you know, introducing us to this soft, you know, I call it cultural Marxism, this idea that truth is not absolute. We need to get back to common sense in this country. Truth is absolute. Oprah does not have her truth, and I have my truth. It's either true or it isn't. It's the truth. And I heard someone speak about it last night at a rally. Someone said, we need to talk about our truth. No, we need to stop saying that. It's either true or it's wrong. There are men and there are women, but there's nothing in between. Transgenderism is, I think, part of the fallout of people saying, well, this is my truth. I'm going to embrace my truth. So tomorrow I think I want to be a narwhal, right? Because that's my truth. This is how I look at it. So the answer to this is for people to stop kowtowing to the radical left and the people who want to hijack this country, this cultural Marxism, you know, the hijacking of our language, because they know if they can hijack the language, they can take the culture. This is exactly why I do not respond to people who want to tell me what their pronouns are before we can have a conversation. If you can't operate in reality, there are two genders, male and female. And are there anomalies? Are there intersex anomalies? Yes, but that's a completely different conversation. These people are saying that men can change into women, that men can have babies. They want to, the CDC wants to call pregnant women birthing people. Well, over my dead body, I've had 7 babies, and I lost a baby to miscarriage. And I can tell you, every single person on the face of this earth has entered this world between the legs of a woman, not of a man. This is a truth issue, and we need to stop pretending like truth is arbitrary. and you have your truth and I have my truth. And so that is my solution to this. It's that we stop letting these radical leftists shame people into silence by telling them, well, if you don't believe in this or that, somehow you're a conspiracy theorist or you have some sort of phobia. If you don't believe that there are 400 genders, then somehow you're have a phobia, so we're going to call you transphobic. No, I don't. I reject your label. I'm going to speak the truth because truth cannot be altered. And that is what we're seeing happen in the culture right now, this attempt at altering truth that's gone back for generations. And when we first heard Oprah say, well, this is my truth, we all should have stood up with one voice and said, no, lady, you need to be on medication. You don't get to have your truth. There is only the truth. And I think we got to get back to that, and we got to do it fast.
Right. It sounds like you're very rooted in a biblical sense as to what is going on. And that's why one of the reasons I think you wrote that book, Becoming Mom Strong, How to Fight with All That's in You for Your Family and Your Faith. Folks, if you've got a peeve out there, our number is 844-769-2944, especially if this garbage is going on in your particular area. This is not just a Washington State problem, folks, even though we are talking to Heidi St. John, who is running for Congress on the GOP ticket in the 3rd District. And I've driven that district. It's absolutely beautiful. Drove from Seattle to Portland to do a workshop there prior to the Bain decision in Washington State. So I have a lot of affinity after having taught classes there and running across the Washington State Bar Association. And I remember when Attorney General Ferguson was in power there that things were actually running a lot better than they are now. Obviously, not only cancel culture, but you've got police departments in complete uproar. You've got politicians enforcing vaccine mandates when we're now finding out that it's not even in the Code of Federal Register. All of the stuff that's been touted against us is not code. It's not law. Why are they pushing these lies on us? Why? Because most of America will buy this. And that's why we have Heidi on. So if you've got something you want to talk to after the break, because we're going to be taking a break here in a couple of minutes, 844-769-2944. And if you've got something to say about education, about, you know, if you've been called a domestic terrorist, I had a nurse in fact, when my daughter was going to high school, call me up and tell me, I can take your kid out of school in one phone call. And it's like, wow. So they really are grilling our kids. Have you found that to be the case, Heidi?
Absolutely. And I think maybe one of the only, maybe the only silver lining of COVID-19 is that parents are finally seeing what's happening in our schools. This has been going on for decades, and they're not hiding anymore. And I think it's important for, again, it goes back to telling the truth. The parents are the ultimate authority in the lives of their children. And if the schools want to talk to their kids about, you know, every kind of sexual position known to man, starting when they're in third grade, the parents should have a say in that. If the schools want to start talking to kids about racism and indoctrinate them into the garbage theory that is critical race, then the parent should have a say in that. And parents should be allowed and able. This is why I'm such a huge proponent of school choice. If your school is teaching your kids this kind of garbage, you should be able to march yourself right into the superintendent's office and say, hey, thanks for playing Russian roulette with my kid. Now I'm going to pull him out, and I'll see you later. And the money should follow the child. The only thing that these schools understand, the language that they speak, it's not English. It's money. And we need to start speaking their language.
Yeah, of course. And that's something that, you know, school choice, I know you're probably a proponent of, and we will get into that conversation in a little more detail after the break at the bottom of the hour. Once again, the number is 844-769-2944. That's the number that you can call if you want to talk to Heidi St. John. From all indications of the conversations that we've been having with Heidi, she seems to be on the right track. We'll give you a chance to talk more about that with Heidi if you want to call in after the break. Stay with us. You're in the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle Two Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
All
Here we are back with the second half hour of the Power Hour. For those of you listening live, Tuesday, October 19th, 12:32 p.m. Central Time. And it's great that you can be with me, Dave Krieger, and the new talk show host here on the Power Hour. Very glad to be here. And God bless you and God bless America. This is what it's all about. From a libertarian perspective, I believe in the Constitution and what it says. I took an oath. I served during Vietnam. And so it's one of these things where, hey, I might be dating myself and I might sound like one of these old whippersnappers. But at least, you know, we're examining morals and we're examining truths. And truths come from your stories. And so this is why we're opening the phone lines. We've got Heidi St. John with us. And she is running for 3rd District GOP seat in Washington in U.S. Congress. She is challenging a rhino out there, and rhino is Republican in name only. In other words, they get into Washington, and they find out how it works, and they get corrupted, and they get bought off, and they get pensions that nobody else gets. They get benefits, health benefits nobody else gets. And, you know, to me, it's like, wait a minute, you know, maybe we should have term limits. You know, you think about that. If you've got something you want to talk to Heidi about, and we're talking about the book Becoming Mom Strong, How to Fight with All That's in You for Your Family and Your Faith, because this is a book that Heidi has written. She has got 7 kids, and it's like, wow, and you're running for office, Heidi, with a family of 7. How are they taking all this?
You know, they're taking it in stride. You know, my oldest daughter is 30 now, so my kids are mostly grown. Our youngest is 10, so we're still homeschooling her. We've got a junior in high school, so 2 kids left at home. We really prayed about this as a family. We did not just say, hey, let's run for Congress. That sounds like fun. You know, it actually doesn't sound like fun. It didn't sound like fun then, and it's not fun. But this is I believe that God has asked us to do this for such a time as this. I see it very much as a wartime appointment. Our nation is at war with an ideology. I do not believe our nation is going to be taken from without. I think our nation is going to be taken from within, and we're crumbling right now under the weight of all of this unconstitutional, these illegal mandates and these dictates. And so we prayed about this for weeks and weeks with our children. We talked to all 7 of them, and we decided together as a family to do this. So they're weathering it. You know, you put your name in the hat. Politics is a blood sport. So a lot of people lying about me, trying to, you know, hurt my reputation and ruin my business and, you know, hurt my marriage. But it's not going to succeed, because I believe that I have been asked to do this by the Lord, and I'm not going to get out of the race. We're in this thing to win it. And if nothing else, I hope that my willingness and my family's willingness to leave it all on the field, to say, you know, this nation is worth fighting for, freedom is worth fighting for, and if Heidi St. John, a homeschool mom of 7, can lay it all on the line and leave it on the field for freedom, surely I can run for school board. Surely I can be on the library board.
Yeah, you got to love that. I like those principles. Heidi, we've got Esther in Washington State actually calling in right now. Esther, how are you doing? Welcome to the Power Hour.
I'm doing very fine, and thank you so much for being the voice of truth. So much. Thank you.
Do you have a question for Heidi?
I just called my elementary school, and they did not know about a public request form, which is an RCW for all schools because they're federally run and our taxes support it, whether you have a child in school or not. And I ended up talking to the superintendent's office, the secretary of the secretary. Betty could not answer my question, and everybody was at a meeting. And 2 things about public request. You can do public request with all the high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. Ask them specifically all the questions you need to know about their sex education program and to be given all the materials. Also, make sure that their received stamp is clear and eligible. There's an RCW behind the stamp, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, but those, Esther, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't mean to interrupt you. RCW means Revised Code of Washington. For those of you who don't understand, yesterday we talked about Open Records Act request, and this is one of the the procedures where RCW does have an actual form online, don't they, Esther?
Yes, they do. And also the eligible, I mean, the receive stamp, the ink has to be eligible. And many times these entities will make it barely legible. And most people don't know that there's also another RCW behind that. It has to, you know, when they stamp it received, this is documented proof, and now it's a legal document that you can take to court if it needs to go there. And I just really encourage all parents and others to swamp the school systems with public requests on transgender protocol, bathroom protocol. Get down to the nitty-gritty. Find out all the minutiae behind it. Find out the names of who is directing each of these programs. And let me tell you, when names are brought forth to the public in small communities, they back down. They start doing what's right.
Amazing. Heidi, what's your take on that? Do you like what you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, Esther's absolutely right. Esther, what school district are you talking about?
This is the Oroville School District.
All right, so more of a rural school district. And I think it's important for people to who are listening to this. Washington law requires state and local agencies, and this obviously the public schools are part of that, to make public records available to the public. So anything that's being taught in your public schools falls under that. And so Esther's referring to the Washington State Public Records Act, and you guys can find this. This is RCW 42.56. Here's what you need to do. You can Google a public records request and then just put in the name of your school district. So if I were to say, so I'm sitting right now in the Vancouver School District in Washington State. So I would Google Vancouver School District public records request, and that will take you to the form, and they will tell you exactly how to do it. And if parents did this, we would start to see movement. But what I think an even bigger issue, and I know a lot of people don't like this, I am telling parents, comprehensive sex education is the law in Washington State because of the failure of Referendum 90. We worked very hard. We could talk about voter fraud all day long, but it is what it is right now. So comprehensive sex education is the law in Washington State. Critical race theory is the law in Washington State. Chris Reichdahl, the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, he's going to say, well, it's only the law for staff and for teachers. Okay, so what they're doing then is they're tacitly passing it on to the children. So it's not the law per se to teach it to your children, but it is the law to train your staff and your teachers in it, which means it's going to be taught to your kids, I promise you. This is the law in Washington State.
Sounds like we're breaking up there a little bit.
You can see the stuff. Are you with me? Are you breaking up?
No, we're good. I mean, I've got you on the line now. Thanks for... Go ahead.
Okay. Could I interject? It's all well and good to go to Google and get a public request form. I could have easily done that. But here's the thing. One must present oneself in person and speak with a black and white, essentially business tone, and ask very respectfully to be handed over a hard copy of public request form at the elementary school, middle school, and high school. And if need be, go to the superintendent's office. When we come with our person and we share our tone of voice, our vibrational, spiritual determination to find out the truth, this has so much impact. And this is what Google has done to people, completely remove them from each other. We have to start a movement to start doing face-to-face, person-to-person, as much as we can, simply by saying hello to a stranger every day you go out. We must start doing things that are practical, foundational, organic, and most of all, spiritual. And I really ask the public to get on bended knees and ask Christ to God to give us the spirit of truth. And when we receive that spirit of truth, that's when truth comes to us. And then that's when we are set free, because that gives us courage to see what is going on. And then, if spirit so moves us, to do something physically in a kind, compassionate Christian way, but firmly, very firmly.
Wow. You know, that's a prolific statement there, Esther. I mean, isn't it fun, Heidi, talking to a domestic terrorist? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what the government would like you to believe. Esther sounds like a wonderful person that's actually very plugged in with a lot of common sense. And Esther, I really appreciate your input. And we are continuing our conversation. We've got Heidi St. John, and because she's got this new book out, Becoming Mom Strong, and she is a mother of seven that is fighting in Washington State right now. And, you know, there's so much that you can tolerate, the human condition can tolerate. When your own country starts referring to you as a domestic terrorist because you want to speak out against the narratives that are being portrayed out there, and you see something wrong, the worst thing you can do, according to Edmund Burke, is do nothing. And you have to understand, according to British Lord Acton a long time ago said, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right, Heidi?
That's what we're seeing with these governors who are taking advantage of the people of their state under the guise of emergency orders. This is the power that corrupts, and we're seeing it in action right now.
Have you heard anything about the there's a narrative going out right now. Apparently, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich and the Attorney General of Oklahoma and one other state have filed suits against the Biden administration because they're coming out and saying right now that there is no executive order that has been formally found in the Code of Federal Regulations that actually makes this vaccine mandate a code. Have you heard any news of that?
No, I haven't. That must have just happened. I don't see anything about it yet either over here. But that would be amazing. That's what needs to happen.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot more of it happening, too. And this is the sad thing about the idea that America could find itself in another armed conflict, another civil war, is the fact that, you know, we're fighting for our faith. We're fighting for what we believe in. Here we have basically what a lot of people would look at as Satanists running our schools and teaching our kids how wonderful sex is. I mean, especially at a very impressionable age when they can't think and discern these things, which is why I would love if, you know, with the remaining time we have left, I would love for a homeschool mom to call up and tell us how wonderful homeschool is, because I have a feeling that before this is over, they start labeling people that are coming and speaking out against all of what's happening in the schools right now. There's going to be a lot more kids being homeschooled in the future. What's your take on that, Heidi?
Well, I think that there are moments in history that are salient moments for freedom. And certainly, you know, one of the biggest one here was the Revolutionary War, when we decided we are no longer going to live under the tyrannical dictates of King George. And we did something that they said we could never do, which was to fight the greatest army and the greatest military force in the world at that time with a few ragtag guys and a couple of neighbors who decided enough is enough. I think the same thing is happening right now. This is a salient moment for the country, and one of two things is going to happen. We're going to come out on the other side, and our freedom is going to be stronger than it's ever been before, because we will recognize how quickly it can be taken from us, and we will take steps to protect it, or we're going to lose our freedom and become a socialist, Marxist, communist country, and the United States will be no more. I literally think that is where we are in the country right now. And as far as the schools go, and parents don't like this, but what needs to happen? People need to pull their children out of school. And parents say, well, I can't do that. I won't be able to get along with my children. I could never teach them. I don't have the patience for that. Let me direct you to 2020 and to 2021, when we learned that for a virus with a 99.9% survival rate, we would pull our children out of public school. And the fact of the matter is, the virus that is in our school, the emotional, spiritual manipulation that is in our schools, has a greater mortality rate. And I'm talking about an internal mortality rate now. It's a greater mortality rate against our children than COVID-19 has ever or will ever have. And parents need to wake up. If you don't see what's happening in the schools right now and how they are willfully turning your children against you, they're sexualizing your children, indoctrinating them, harming them in more ways than I can count. If you can't see that at this point, then it is willful ignorance that keeps you from seeing it, because this is the state of the public education system, and parents who care about their children need to pull them out.
And I take it you discuss all of this in Becoming Mom Strong, right?
Yes. Yeah, so Becoming Mom Strong really is, I call it a handbook for war. It's laying out what is happening in the culture with very bold detail, and then encouraging moms. You know, I've been a mom in the trenches, so I think moms will relate to it. This is good for grandmothers. It's good for young mothers. Anyone, really, who has influence in the life of a child. What I'm trying to do is lay out a plan and a reason to defend our children and to say, listen, the family is under attack in the culture right now, and it matters more now than it's ever mattered. And so I'm encouraging mothers to get off the bench and onto the battlefield, to stand in defense first for their families and then stand for freedom. And when we do one, the other will follow.
Good words of advice. And so, you know, basically this book, folks, if you want to get Becoming Mom Strong, How to Fight with All That's in You for Your Family and Your Faith, before we run out of time, Heidi, where do they get the book? Can they go on Amazon and get this? Or have they censored you there?
Yeah, so they haven't yet. But
okay.
That book is available
thank
anywhere
God for
the
small
books
papers.
Are sold. Yeah, that's right, exactly. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it. You know, I always tell people, if you have access to a local bookstore, support your local bookstore. But obviously, you know, it can be purchased on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere that books are sold.
Oh, that's good to know. All right, so you can really get an education, do some soul searching. And here's the thing. Biblically, for those of you who do believe and profess in believing and have that faith, the Bible has clearly, in the common sense rationale that everybody needs to possess, that if you teach a young child the ways of the Word, when he grows older, he will not turn away from it. And I'm paraphrasing that biblical saying now, because these kids are going to grow up, and they're either going to be your pride and joy, or sadly, they may end up even in worse shape. Because right now we've got an opioid and a fentanyl crisis that is just going crazy in this country right now. And people are basically, especially our kids, are being sucked into this mentality of, hey, it's okay to do this stuff. And unfortunately, it's not. And this is why Heidi brought up at the beginning of our conversation that the rate of suicide in Washington, I mean, it's bad enough. It's always cloudy there. I mean, I've been there. I've seen it. I've been through the rain and everything. And I mean, it's absolutely beautiful in Washington state, but it just rains a lot. And a lot of people say, well, that's depressing in of itself. But then you have to turn around and couple that with what's going on in the school system. And Heidi, it's no wonder you wrote this book.
Yeah, and I, you know what? God loves the people of this country. God loves the people of the world. We know this about his character. And he called us to be his ambassadors, right? He says, you are therefore my ambassadors as though I were making my appeal through you. So what is the appeal that God makes to human beings? His appeal is, come back to me. You know, you're loved. There is right and there is wrong. And Christians have the opportunity right now to speak truth to power, to speak truth into the darkness. And the light will overcome the darkness. The Bible teaches us that the darkness cannot be overcome, that light cannot be overcome by darkness. It will be the other way around. One of my favorite passages, and this is probably a great place to end this, comes out of the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 40, says that when a student is fully trained, he will be like his teacher. And so it begs the question, who is teaching our children? It calls me to a place of walking in greater integrity for the fact that my children will be an awful lot like me. And we can't pass on what we don't possess. And so this is my call to everyone who's listening, whether you're a mother or a father or an aunt or a sister or a brother or a teacher, we need to get off the bench and onto the battlefield. This fight requires every single one of us. Right now, now is the time to stand.
Thank you so much, Heidi St. John. Appreciate that. The website, HeidiStJohnForCongress.com. Go look her up. She's a wonderful mom. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful in these last 2 hours. Join us again tomorrow for another great episode of The Power Hour. I'm Dave Krieger. God bless America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.